You're in your car and you want to know whether to take the freeway or not. Are there any SIG alerts, as they call traffic problems here in LA? But it's not exactly 8 minutes after the hour or whenever your local radio station airs traffic reports. And if it is, no mention of your route. Here's a solution. Maybe. A new software program that sends real-time information to your cell phone. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
The new Google software is free. It's an on-the-go version of Google Maps, and it can be downloaded right off the Google website to a mobile device. Then it can be viewed from anywhere.
Okay, so we'll see if the traffic thing really works.
That's me getting into a car with Brian Lamb, the editor of Gizmodo, a web-based gadget guide. We're south of Market Street in San Francisco.
Oh, that's cool. Look, it shows traffic.
Yep.
There's bridge traffic.
Overlaying a map of the area are green, yellow, and red lines to indicate what the traffic is like. Lamb's device is telling us that even in the middle of a weekday afternoon, there's traffic en route to the Bay Bridge. We head out to see if it's correct.
I've never driven into traffic willingly.
The Google software turns out to be right.
Oh, yeah, we're stuck.
There it is.
Google won't say exactly where they get the traffic information, but it does come from existing services. Because the company's mobile software also includes Google Maps, it's possible to get directions anywhere. It has satellite imagery and search systems that make it possible to find local restaurants and other businesses. Google product manager Gumi Hofstensen says the move to mobile is in line with the company's mission of making search easy and accessible.
The idea that you have to be tied to a computer to get the information doesn't really fit with the mission. So we're expanding to other kinds of medium that make sense in terms of getting access to all kinds of information around the world. So we understand that people might need this kind of information when they are out and about.
Still, Google faces some obstacles to making information easily accessible anywhere. If you're actually driving, it's not advisable to go searching on your mobile device. And for that matter, it's not easy, says Brian Lamb of Gizmodo.
It's really hard to type in addresses in cell phones. You know, people who text message each other, sure, there's shorthand for that. But when it comes down to addresses, you have to be really accurate, and it takes a long time to do that.
But there is precedent for more widespread use of cell phones for search and other tasks. In Europe and Asia, mobile devices are commonly used for traffic mapping and searching, says Mike McGuire, an analyst at Gartner Group, a research firm. He says Americans have been a bit more attached to their PCs, but he believes it will change, and Google is anticipating that.
It is a kind of perfect vehicle, this phone, for time and location sensitive things. Now, getting a broader number of consumers rather than kind of early adopters like you and me, that's going to take some time. But I think it's important for them to get in now. That's why they're doing this. They're trying to establish a beachhead.
McGuire says in places like South Korea, because the government has subsidized it, there are more traffic cameras and even better information. In South Korea, it's actually possible to see videos of the traffic in a particular area on a mobile device. Not all devices are compatible with Google's software, and the company isn't the only one offering real-time traffic advisories. Verizon and T-Mobile have competing fee-based services, and for a price, Yahoo Maps can be downloaded to a handheld device. The Google mobile search also has its limits. It's supposed to find local restaurants by cuisine, and it does, only it's not completely refined, as I discover when I ask Google's Gumi Hofstensen to do a search.
How about salads? See what works for salads.
Salads, let's try that. Subway. Probably not what you're looking for.
The Google mobile software is still in beta. Hofstensen says they hope to add other local information, and they've written the program so that users can add their own favorite destinations, like great places for a salad. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.